Begin the current daf, sech psachim daf hey, begin the amid alf, begin the taste the masla, begin with the gemara. So it's iskish hashvasa sa'ar, because we compare the getting rid of the chametz, lachilas chametz, to the eating chametz, b'chulu, etc. And that's how we know this halacha regarding the zman of bir chametz. So this explains, why don't we learn out that one violates the negative prohibition of eating chametz from 6 hours in the day? Because what do we see from our Gemara? We see that we're comparing these three things: getting rid of chametz, to eating matz. So it says Taisus, prepare kol shah on later in the Chof Chesem Beis Yalt Rabbi Yehuda lo eichel chametz mebav shah isalamalo. Yehuda says if you eat chametz after 6.5 hours after 6 hours in the day on Erev Pesach, should be like to say violate negative prohibition. Rabbi Shimon Paligal, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He goes, no, you don't violate a negative prohibition only at nighttime. Well, Taisus finds it difficult. What do you mean? If you're comparing the getting rid of chametz to eating chametz, and just like you're saying in Agamar, the Gezeirah Shavah goes the other way too. But you have to get rid of it in 6 hours in the day, so then you should have a negative prohibition of eating chametz from the 6 hours into the day. Ah, that says Taisus. No, Mahachal Matzil Lemelech Midi. He can't learn that anything. Because when we're making this hakush of comparing the eating of chametz to getting rid of the chametz, it's not from 6 hours and on Erev Yom Tov. El Hashbasas Sa'or Shal Shavas Yamim. It was regarding getting rid of the chametz of the 7 days of Pesach. With that, we were comparing from Shivas Yamim, so Limat Bevetechem, Kichol Eichel Machmetz of Nechresa. That was talking about getting rid of the chametz on Pesach. If you find it on Pesach, you have to get rid of it. And yeah, when you eat on Pesach itself, then you get a Leisei, but not, we don't learn that out from the halach of getting rid of the chametz on Erev Pesach. Now, but Karsh the Rashba does have difficult, and Taisa doesn't answer. Amayla Yol of Karsh Lashbasasar, but why don't we know that there's a punishment of Karsh for someone that didn't get rid of his chametz? I mean, the Iskish Lachil Chametz, and the fact that we have a Hekish regarding eating chametz, which, just like eating chametz is Karsh, so too should be Karsh for not getting rid of one's chametz. Kachinik says, Master begins with the Gemara Lamuti Chal Shemayt, to exclude Chal Shemayt, where the Gemara says that this is Harishan by Shakalin Lulav, by Natilas Lulav, and regarding the Isra of doing malacha on Sukkot, oh, that's not to say Me'ikara, that's actually to tell you that it's exclude the Chalash and Light from the Salach. So Taisa says, actually, Atavayikar, it's actually going on both of them, on the Isra malacha, that's only Yom Tov Nachal HaMoed, and also on the Tilas Lulav. Because although the Tilas Lulav is on all 7 days of Sukkot, but because the Lulav ain't anitl b'medin el b'yamechad, that's only in the Beis HaMikdash m'derei, so but biblically, out of the Beis HaMikdash is only on one day, so that's actually Harishan coming to include also Chol HaMoed, not only from the Issa Malacha, but also of Netilas Lulav. Kinnik says the Master begins with the Gemara Ketetan of Rabbi Shmuel, like we taught in the Brisa of the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. Chase explains, how do we know this drasha is regarding these mitzvahs and not from the Pasuk of Ach B'yam HaRishan? We're saying that the merit of these three mitzvahs is right. Usually Rishan means Mikar, but here it means we're just calling them Rishan because they merit three different things. So, bothering Taisus is, he says, Avakab Dachsi B'tuvo, what do you mean? It doesn't just say three times, it says many times. So Taisus, no, Bahanak Gimel Mitzvah is Ksiv Kula, but all the times it says in the Torah, the word Rishin, that it doesn't mean Meikara, and it means just in name, they're all here in these three mitzvahs. B'chalakasav, B'mitzvah Echad, Chashiv B'chadim, whatever is written in one mitzvah, even if it's written many times, it's considered as one. So it only says three times, essentially, even though it says more, because it's only made these two mitzvahs. But then it says, don't ask, wait, Manolan, the Bahami Gimel Rishon Darshin, how do we know that it's these three reasons that we make this drasha, that they're the three things that we merit of L'Hakazar Shalom, Machal Chalesav, and all the other ones, of the Achbayim Rishon, like the Shinon, and that, oh, but the Pasuk of Achbayim Rishon regarding getting rid of the Chametz, oh, that's like we expounded, that that's coming to teach you that, oh, that's before Yom Tov, Meikar. Maybe no, maybe that one is for this drasha, maybe one of the three is actually to tell you Meikar. And that's a tradition of the Mestabed Mahani Dachsim be Mikra Kodesh. It's logical to say that these three that are written by Mikra Kodesh regarding the Yom Tovim, Darshin Kul HaDrasha, that to offer this drasha of Mikra Kodesh, that you're going to merit these three things in contrast to getting rid of chametz, which is not regarding Mikra Kodesh, that would be regarding the drasha of Meikar. Ketanik says Master begins with Zigmara Leisischad as a Pesach, Badayin Chametz Kaim. Now it's Lord Kam Pesach, and you still have chametz around. That's the source how we know that it must be getting rid of the chametz on Erev Pesach before noontime. Which Tosis explains that wait a second. Hishraj, but the Rashba asks, hey, Chiyolf Machan, the Chametz Asim Abab Shazam Malach. You can learn from here that, okay, Chametz is forbidden from 6 hours and onward. On their Pesach, but Vazmanshkit is a Pesach Achar Tamid Hava, they used to, they would slaughter the Karmel Pesach after the Karmel Tamid, Shal Ben Arbaim. Now, the Tamid Shashachlav Nei Chatzai is possible. The Karmel Tamid they slaughter before Chatzai is invalid. Then Kin Zmanshkit to Lahab Meir Achatzai, so the Tamid slaughter the Karmel Pesach without right after Chatzai is, at Kadeshi is Har Karmel Tamid. You have to wait till you slaughter the Tamid, and then bring the Karmel Pesach. So how are you saying Chametz is forbidden right after 6 hours of the day? That's a tradition. What you can say is, given the Yavid and Shachar Pesach and Tamid Kasher, since yes, you're not supposed to, but after the fact, if you did slow the Kamen Pesach before the Kamen Tamid, it's valid. Kenan Hasim Mishnah teach over there. So Chashem Manshchiti. So it is considered at least in the Yavid as the time of Shchita. Mechatzas Velech from noon and onward, and therefore that would be the time that's forbidden to have comments. Next is the Masel. It begins with the words the Gemara Manshchiti Kamen Rachman. The Torah is telling you a time of slaughter, not every single person. That when they're actually slaughtering. Which just explains that how do we learn the time of getting rid of chametz from this time of shechita? Because says Taisus, Avagav the emes with the late shechita chametz. Although you're right, it's true that you're not supposed to slaughter the karm pesach when you have chametz. Kol chad v'chad kishachet. That, and this is Taisus' question. This pasuk actually teaches every single person individually that he shouldn't be slaughtering the karm pesach when he has Chametz, that means the perek tamanish like the gemara says, "Living up some legume." I'll have a shaker. There's some pesach, all chametz. Some slaughter come pesach, and he actually has chametz. Blah. He finds a negative prohibition. So it's coming to tell you an actual prohibition, not a zman. So how do you learn that over here? The zman of iser chametz from this pasuk. But Kamakom still says, "Taisu, keep the ashkham to his alashma." So since we find that the Torah is for warning regarding getting rid of the chametz, the his is shalilish kad pesach chametz. It tells you not to slaughter come pesach when you have chametz. So svaru, so it's, that's the logic. So it's manshchita. His alashma said that the time of slaughtering is a time when you're not allowed to, that you have to have get rid of it. And if you can learn that from this man, even though it's actually technically a law that you're learning out, but someone who actually goes and slaughters it with chametz whenever that time is, whether it be 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day, and so on. Tinnik Tzitzmata begins with the Gemara Dibri Bishmol. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The price of beings, Rabbi Shmuel holds that how do you have to slaughter the you have to get rid of the chametz on the 14th of Nisan? Because it says, L'shishchad al-chametz dam zivch. So he finds it difficult because Temelari. So one is the Ritan Rabbi Shmuel Nafkali Mekrachin, and we previously brought a ton of Rabbi Shmuel. That learns out from a different pasuk, as we brought previously, that where it's called, the 14th is called Rishon, and it says, Taisa, become a duchman, parach Rabbi Shmuel, Tan de Rabbi Shmuel. Many times in Shas we find that they ask a contradiction of Rabbi Shmuel on Tan de Rabbi Shmuel, which obviously the Brisa of Rishon Rabbi Shmuel is, it has to be synchronous with Rabbi Shmuel itself. And therefore then, we should have asked a contradiction in the Gemara, that Rabbi Shmuel seems to contradict what's brought in the Tana, Rabbi Shmuel. The next test of Mazda begins with the Gemara, Kamalocha Leisas. All Malocha should not be done. Chase explains that why can't you explain the Pasig that getting rid of the Chametz Yamatim itself, but for Tzarech HaChanefesh? That is one of the interpretations of how do we know that Bir Chametz is on Erev Pesach, from Rebbe Kiva, where it says, Ach B'Yamishin Tashbisu Samibadechem. Now what's Tashbisu? By burning. And it says in the Torah that Na'adu Malocha, as it says in the Mazda, quotes, Leisasu should not be done on Yamatim, which includes Avara. So obviously, if you have to do Avara on the Chametz, it has to be from Erev Pesach. Now, that's a taste avgav, dikashi sarvi yasikachom. Although, that when you're going to be burning the chametz and it's going to make coals, hanase mutter, you're allowed to have benefit from those coals, because I'm prepared to call Shalagimon says later on the Chodvav and Beis Gabi Arla, like we find by the prohibition of the fruits in the first 3 years. That bishal gabi gachom, if you cook it on top of coals, dirakal pas mutter, everyone agrees that bread is going to be permitted, that you're allowed to have benefit from the derivative, what and chametz, same thing is we're going to chametz because the taste explained what the per kol shalom. This that the gemara said later on that chofal manav lo yasi by time mikaram that you now go ahead and fuel a fire in the oven with the chametz. Hainu rabban, it's only rabbinically, but biblically you could. So what's bothering taste is so wait a second. So why do we keep saying that you have to do from before yamtiv because on yamtiv you're not allowed to? What do you mean? It is tzarich chanefesh because you see you actually could go ahead and have benefit from it. Adam Arid, the Reed says, no, this far it's logical, the Krut the Teshbisu Mayer B'chalein. That the Pasuk of Teshbisu, you have to get rid of it. The Chametz would be in all situations, even when you don't need the coals. If you don't need the coals, yeah, although if you need the coals, you would be able to have benefit. But if you don't, then it has no Tzarech HaChadavish, and therefore that would not be permitted to be done in Yamtim, and therefore obviously Teshbisu must be from before Yamtim. Or Inam, another approach is actually, no, keeping the Metchil Savar in your Chalon, since the beginning of the burning of that Chametz, now I benefit from it. So Avagavsha Yehilo Hanomimin Achika, although afterwards when it turns into cold, you'll have benefit from it. No, also, so that's gonna be considered as something that is forbidden. Although subsequently there could be permissibility, that doesn't make it into Tarchach Nevish. Come on the Davish and create Yamtim. We find the law regarding donated or vowed karbans now bring on Yamtim. Laman Dam, according to the one that's brought in the Bay W test and Davchov over there, Abishesh Ben Michael Hetel Disciple. Although that ultimately any carbon the Nedarim Davis, the owner is eating something from it, but since initially it's for Hashem, you only get it from a Shulchan Gevalia, so therefore you see that that's not considered a Chol Nefesh, and it's forbidden. And says Tais is more, but Man Shari, even the one that says permitted, Shari Milahanes, which the Gersa that's brought up in Kivega is Shari Mila Hashem, meaning the reason why it's permitted is because the Pasuk says La Hashem. This is a Sarkasa that says that it's permitted even if it's only for Hashem, but not because it's a Chol Nefesh. Obviously, you see, because Echol Nefesh has to be something that initially is for the person and not just a subsequent result that doesn't make it, and therefore here the chametz would be forbidden, even in the case of the coals.